where the flag flies high and the stories are bold. At Athelstan of Fort, there's magic to hold. News and passions, fun untold. The school of the Saltire shines like gold.
Good afternoon, I'm Martha.
And I'm Charlie.
Welcome to the first ever episode of School of the Saltire podcast. This podcast created by 567 at Athelstan 4 Primary School. We'll be sharing news from the school, views, our passions and interests, and hopefully some other fun segments. This is our trial episode, and from this episode onwards, it will be purely created by children.
First up today, we have a book review from Anna and Sam.
Welcome to Sam and Anna's book review podcast.
Today our review is on a book called Like a Charm by the best-selling author Elle McNichol.
This book is about a young girl called Rhymia who discovers magical creatures like vampires, trolls and sirens.
Rhymia faces many problems in school because she has dyspraxia. Having dyspraxia means that your motor skills need time to process things like writing and using cutlery.
I would recommend this book to anyone who loves adventure, suspense and obviously the unexpected.
It's a great book for children aged 8 to 12, but really, since it is a great book, anyone can read it.
If you enjoyed Like a Charm, here are some other books by Elle McNichol. Her best one, A Kind of Spark, Kiddy, and the second part to Like a Charm, Like a Curse, and the one I'm reading, Show Us Who You Are.
Sadly, our time is up, but next time we're doing a review on Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Luckily, our school library has a copy of Like a Charm. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Bye.
Ford, Athelstan Ford,
School of the Saltire.
Next up is a game review from Dylan, Aaron, and Caius.
What are we doing today?
Roblox.
Mostly grow a garden.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Question one. What is your favourite seed in the game?
That's hard, but I like the Amber Heart seed.
Okay. Good choice. Question two. What is your favourite pet? That you have.
My favourite pet that I have is... I like the peach wasp.
Okay. Question three. What do you think of their community?
I think Grower Garden has a nice community to starters. I personally like helping starters, but I hate scammers. I still miss my crypto one.
I know. It's hard. But we have a couple more questions. Question four. What is your favourite gear?
My favourite gear is the recoil vent since I have over 10,000 of them.
I like the prismatic one, the level up lollipop. And last but not least, question five. Who do you think is the best admin that they have?
Vandal.
That's a good choice. The leader of it. And that was our podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
School Saltire is great.
Thank you, guys. We will check our Roblox soon. Next up, we have a quiz with Mr. Brown. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Quiz of the Week, presented by me, Martha, and Mary.
Hi, everyone.
Sadly, our other host, Alice, is sick today, but she will hopefully join us for next week's episode. Anyway, let's get started because it's time to announce the theme of this week's quiz. And this week's theme is general knowledge. And now the person we are quizzing this week is Mr. Brown, head teacher of Athelstan Ford Primary School. Come on over, Mr. Brown.
Hello, thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, let's get started. Handing over to Mary.
Okay, first question. How many minutes are in a full week?
How many minutes in a full week? So 60 times 24 for a day, which would be 1,440 times that by 7. 1,440 times 7 would be 9,000. 10,000. We're going over 10,000. 10,000 and... Yeah. 28.
You're super close. And That is incorrect, though. It's 10,080 minutes in a full week. Super close, though.
Next question. Which is faster, the speed of light or the speed of sound?
Speed of light.
That is correct. It is the speed of light.
Okay, let's continue. Question 3. What 3 colours are in the flag of Italy?
Green, white and red.
Correct. Well done, Mr. Brown. And Mary?
Question 4. Is the Great Wall of China visible from space?
I think there's a myth that it is, but I don't think it actually is, so I'm going to say no.
Correct. No, it is not.
Last question, everyone. How old was Queen Victoria when she died?
How old was Queen Victoria when she died? Am I able to phone a friend, or can I get a clue?
She was over 70.
Over 70, okay. I'm going to say she was 92.
That is incorrect. She was 81.
She was 81. Here you have it.
Well done, Mr. Brown. You did really well. And your final score is 3 out of 5. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye. The School of the Saltire.
Unlucky, Mr. Brown. Better luck next time. Now we have Poppy and Helena telling us about JRSOs.
Hey, guys. Hello, I'm Poppy, and we need to complete our mission.
What's our mission, though?
We need to tell people what the JRSOs are and what we do.
That's cool.
Okay, so we've been doing some competitions like posters and colouring in.
I love those.
We were working on a scratch competition, which you have to make a fun scratch edit, but the theme has to be about being safe on the road. And also, we have completed the Stay Safe in Summer Doll. We have also made a movie you should check out that is about being safe on the road, and it's quite cringy, which in my opinion is good to learn and have fun watching.
I love that, Phil.
A JRSO, or Junior Road Safety Officer, is a primary school pupil who promotes road safety awareness within their school and local community. They achieve this by giving talks and assemblies, running road safety competitions, creating informational posters, and encouraging safe and active travel methods like walking and cycling.
I love cycling.
Bye. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for the next Air of the Soul meeting.
That sounds like a great competition. Did you know that every Monday the school has Magic Mondays? Here are Gabby and Mim with interviews from different clubs.
Hi everyone, it's Gabby here.
And Mim, and today we're going to talk about Magic Mondays. We have the leaders of Dance Club, Poppy and Mary, here today, and they're going to talk about their club.
So, Poppy, what is your favourite part about running the club?
I really like when we do our warm-ups and we choose like the best songs, K-pop Demon Hunters.
And Mary, what do you like? What's
your favourite part about the club?
I quite like that as well, but also I like how everyone's listening and yeah, they're really good at the dance.
And that way you love dancing, I think.
That is so nice. Now, what do you like about the students and the people that come to your club?
Oh, I love how like they listen, like what Mary said, and like they're really good at the dance. And how, like, they all engage.
We just see them smiling and stuff, and it's quite nice.
Well, that's really good.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Bye!
Bye!
So we have Anna here, and we are going to ask her a couple questions. What's your favourite part about being a team reader?
Make lessons.
No, that's good.
What are you doing in your
car? Then what is your favourite part about that?
We're doing arts and crafts. And my favourite part about it is even if you're forming the club, you can join in too.
So if you're running the club, then you can join in too. Oh.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Bye. Henry, would you like to talk about your favourite part about arts and crafts?
Yes, please. My favourite part of arts and crafts is that we can let our imagination go wild.
William, would you like to say what your favourite part is?
I like it how we can sometimes go on to videos to watch if we need help.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's really good. Now,
What do you think, like, the leaders are doing that are helping you, like, do the arts and crafts? Both of you would like to explain?
Yeah, I think they're helping us because, like, we have, like, weekly basis and then we basically do something different every week.
Oh, Mary, would you like to say anything?
Same as William, but also that I think they're looking after the little children very well as well.
Oh, well, that's good.
Thank you for sharing.
We've got Evie here from Dance Club.
Evie, do you want to tell us what is your favourite part about Magic Mondays
and Dance Club?
Because, yeah, fun.
It's fun? And do you like the music and the dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, What are you doing in your club and how are, like, the leaders helping with that?
Showing me your moves.
They're showing you the moves? Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing all of your thoughts. Bye!
Bye!
Alba and Sam here from the drama club.
So, Sam, would you like to say what is your favourite part about Magic Monday?
I like when we play acting games.
What about Alba? What's your favourite part?
Listening to the scripts.
Listening to the scripts.
Really nice.
So, and what do you think the leaders are doing to help you learn about what drama you're doing?
Are they like showing you the moves, or
like, are they helping you like what?
Or are they just letting you do it by yourself?
They printed out scripts for us to read, and that was quite helpful.
Oh, okay.
Because it would be hard for them to just read it to us.
What is your drama thing about?
There's a play about a pug.
About a pug.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
well.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Bye.
Did you know that you can now use Adobe Express in school? Merjo and Rain are here to give you one way you can use it.
Welcome to Digital Stuff on School of the Software. Today we will be teaching you how to use Adobe Express creating a poster.
Okay, so if you're all ready, then we'll begin.
Step one. First of all, you have to press Create a Poster on Adobe Express.
Step 2. Then press the search bar and type up what you want.
Step 3. Press your poster of your choice, then edit it.
There are lots of different icons at the side, like text. If you press on it, you can make your own font and sign.
Just play around until you're happy.
We hope you enjoyed the digital segment. Good luck!
For that, Murdo and Rain. Now we have a very special guest interview.
Hello, today we're doing teacher interview with Mr. Mulligan. How are you, Mr. Mulligan?
I'm very good, Charlie and Skye. Thank you very much for having me.
Right, do you want us to get to the questions?
I think so, yeah, that would sound great.
Why did you want to start teaching?
Oh, good question. I wanted to start teaching because I have lots of little cousins. And when I was growing up, I didn't have any brothers or sisters at the time. So I spent a lot of time with them and really enjoyed it. And then when I went to school, we had a placement day and I was able to go and do a job for the day. And I chose to be a primary school teacher and I really enjoyed it.
Nice. I never knew that about you.
Right. Where did you learn to teach?
Where did I learn to teach? I lived in Northern Ireland, but I travelled over to England and lived there for 3 years where I did my undergraduate degree, and that was on in early childhood studies. And that kind of gave me an idea about children and how they grow up and how they learn. And then after that, I moved up to Newcastle and went to the University of Sunderland, where I did my PGCE, and then I taught in Newcastle for 5 years before moving to Scotland.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
When did you start teaching?
Ooh, I've taught now for 9 years. So time flies. Wow. Yeah, so that was 9 years ago. Long were time. Either of you born?
I was.
You were. Are you 10 now, Charlie?
I'm nine.
You're nine. So you would only,
I do not know.
You'd have been infants. You'd have been in your first couple of years of life. When yeah. You, no, I would. It was.
I would probably be ago. Like my first couple of weeks or days.
2014, yeah. I think the year was when I went to uni.
Oh, then I wasn't born.
Yeah. How long have you been teaching?
So yeah, I've answered that. Yeah, one already. Yeah. So about 9 years. About nine
yeah.
Years.
What was your favourite moment of this year so far?
Ooh, my favourite moment of this year so far. I think it was maybe the first day when the new P2s joined our class. The new P3s, should I say. So the new P3s and the excitement in their faces and how excited they were to be in a new classroom with a new teacher. And that was lots of fun. And we played, you know, at the start of the year, we played a few games.
Yeah.
So that was enjoyable. So I think that was probably my highlight of the year so far.
Yeah. What is your favorite teaching moment being over that 5 year?
Over ever?
9 year.
Oh my goodness. Really hard hitting questions. I really should have thought of this one. My favorite teaching moment. I taught in Newcastle, my first ever class was a little class in Newcastle, and I taught them in P3,
mm-hmm.
and that was really enjoyable. But I then taught other classes and then had them when they were in P7. And in England, you do this big test called SATs.
Yeah.
You've maybe heard of it, and maybe your sister's done it in her primary school. So we did that, and because they were my first class and then they were the last class I taught at that school, we did the SATs, and so many of them did so well and had improved over the years. So it was lovely to see them, how much they had improved since being in P3 when I taught them to being in P7 ready for big school.
That's so good. What was your favourite teaching moment last year?
Oh no, the greatest teaching moment last year at Athelstan Ford, I think. I'm trying to remember what we did last year. It's a tough one. I'm not feeling the pressure because you were both in my class last year. I'm trying to say best teaching moment last year. Do you know what it was? I think in general, our reading scores. I think you both of you especially, how much your GPDs flew up last year, and being able to, after doing our star readers near the end of the year.
I was in shock as well.
Yeah, looking at what they were at the start to what they were at the end, just showed how much our reading had improved. So that was a really good moment. But we had lots of fun moments as well, didn't we? So there were lots of enjoyable little silly fun activities.
Yeah.
And amongst that, so. But I'll stick with the improvement of the reading. Yeah,
especially the bagel robot.
Oh, the bagel robot. It was a bit of a mess, goodness me. I can't believe I wasn't in that day and I missed it. It was quite devastated that the robot came and messed my classroom up and got bagel and jam everywhere. So I'm told.
I looked exactly like you.
Oh, it must have been a very handsome robot.
Right, that was our last question.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I really appreciate you having me on the podcast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Might see you soon again.
See you soon.
Right. Bye.
We are now going around the school to hear what the rest of the school is up to. Okay, today we're going to be interviewing Edie from P12. Okay, Edie, what is your favourite thing in math?
Adding numbers.
Okay, so you like adding numbers. What would you say is the best thing about being a P2?
Helping the P1s.
Okay, so you like helping the P1s. What have you been learning in the past week? So what have you been learning this week? To count to numbers?
Yeah.
So you've been learning to count numbers. What would you hope to learn in the future?
Plants.
So you want to learn about plants.
Yeah.
Who is your best friend in P12?
Isla J.
So you like Isla J. Jameson.
That's all from the student interview this week.
Today we're interviewing Phoebe, who's in P3. And what would you say is the best thing about being a P3?
Science.
Outdoor learning is pretty fun. What have you been learning? What's your topic?
So right now we're learning about the 7 continents about the world.
So can you name those continents?
Asia, Africa, Europe, Australia, and Asia. I don't know. I can't remember everyone.
Okay. That's okay. And what do you hope to learn in the future?
I like to learn lots and lots of interesting things. I don't really have something in common.
Okay, thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you, ma'am. Hi, I'm interviewing Miriam today, and I'm going to ask her some questions. Mim, what is your favourite thing in P5, 6, 7?
Well, since I'm a P7 and I'm a house captain, I get to do lots of fun work and I get to help out with the school and stuff like that. That's nice.
What would you say is the best thing about being a 5, 6, 7?
Well, I mean, what I just said is like being house captain and helping the school and stuff.
What about being a P5 or a 6? Or you don't get a chance to be a house captain?
Well, it's really good learning stuff. Mrs. Mitchell's a really good teacher. You get to do lots of stuff. You get to do, like, art, fun maths games, stuff like that. You get soft start on Mondays and you get Monday clubs, and I find that pretty cool.
What have you been learning in the last week?
Well, our class topic is World War II, and that's been a really fun topic.
What's your favourite thing about World War II?
It's really interesting, and the things about, like, I don't know, the shelters and the bombs and Hitler and people like that. It's really interesting and stuff, so.
What do you hope to learn in the future?
I hope to learn in the future lots of more of exciting things. Anything really that's not too boring.
Are you excited for high school?
Yeah, I'm quite excited for high school because lots of my friends are already in high school. So
to finish this week, we have a capybara section with Tilly and Ingrid.
Hello, our topic is going to be about capybaras. Here's some facts about capybaras. First thing, capybaras used to be water monsters and they were about 50 feet tall. Second, capybaras are £3,000 as a pet, and you can pay cheaper if you live in Japan. Third, capybaras are the most popular animals in the world. You can get capybaras as plushies if you like to buy jelly cats, and they are super cute ones on Amazon. Fifth question, capybaras love riding on crocodiles and wild animals because wild animals never ever attack capybaras because they're so calm and they never attack any animals and they never have meat. No. Love you, bye!
Bye!
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our first ever podcast.